Thank you very much, Joanne. This book is a very good book, by the way. It is written almost like scripture, and it can be contemplated like scripture. For those of you who don't know who Paul Brunton is, he was a reporter who felt called to India to find the genuine. And he has a wonderful book called A Secret Search in India. That's the story of his trip to India to find the genuine. And what's really incredible about Paul Brunton is he had crystal clear discernment. So he wasn't fooled by the teachers who are not genuine like many, many others can be. He could see right through them very quickly. And so in his book, you get to witness this crystal clear discernment. And in the end, the teacher that he found and stuck with was Ramana Maharshi. So Ramana Maharshi was the guru, the genuine, that he had sought out. And also, he awoke himself. I believe his awakening was actually in the 1960s after Ramana Maharshi had gone, had passed. Ramana Maharshi passed in 1950, but he did awake. And he's a prolific writer, you know, as a reporter. And the Shore Path is really where the Paul Brunton Foundation has gone through his longer work and taken out excerpts and put it together like scripture. And it's really a wonderful book. The Short Path to Enlightenment, Instructions for Immediate Awakening by Paul Brunton. In this book, he refers to the short path and the long path. And the long path is the path that I think almost all of us begin on. And the reason we begin on the long path is because although we may say the words, I am not the ego, we don't actually know that we're not the ego. We really don't know that. We are fully identified with the ego. And so what we attempt to do is to improve the ego. That's what we attempt to do. And that is what he calls the long path. The short path is really where you just make a decision to give the ego no more attention, to disidentify from it right now, and to give all of your attention to the true self and to identify with that. And he says anyone can do that because the true self is what you are. You don't have to spend time on the long path trying to improve the ego. However, he does say that, again, that's where almost all of us begin, and that he calls his preparation for the short path. Somewhere as we go along this long path of trying to improve the ego, you know, by making the ego loving, right, making the ego patient, making the ego gentle, right, having the ego change all of its habits. Somewhere along this path, we realize, you know, the realization strikes that all we really need to do is turn around and put our attention on what we are and start to be what we are. Just claim it, as Elie Ruzdar says. Just claim it. And not just intellectually, but literally start to live from there. In fact, in Gentle Healing, just a few days ago, those of you who are in Gentle Healing, you read NTI Philippians chapter 4. And in the tip, I recommended that you read NTI Philippians chapter 4 repeatedly throughout the day. Because really, that's what NTI Philippians chapter 4 is saying. NTI Philippians chapter 4 is the short path. It says, therefore, stand firm within your true desire. And you stand firm within the feelings of the heart. So think about that standing firm, right? That means not slip back into believing the ego's thoughts, but staying firm with my concentration, my meditation, my awareness of the truth, and living from there. Stand firm within your true desire, and you stand firm within the feelings of the heart. Do not be distracted. This is one of my favorite lines. Be the love that you are and the love that you are shall be known by you. Nisargadatta Maharaj once said something like, knowing is being, right? Knowing is being. You know it by being it. And again, as Paul Brunton is telling us, we can all make that decision because it's our truth. We can decide, starting right now, I am not going to speak or act or think with the ego. I will only speak, act, or think with myself. And that doesn't mean that the ego won't still be seen, because it will still arise through what we call interdependent co-arising. It's just that those thoughts, those emotions are not given attention. Right? It's where we began gentle healing. What we really are casters of attention, right? So we simply do not give attention to the ego. We simply do not identify with the ego. We simply do not live from there anymore. We make a decision to live only from our true self. Be the love that you are, and the love that you are shall be known by you. Rejoice in the gratitude of your true self, and it is your true self that you shall see in all. Stand firm within the purpose of your heart, and your purpose shall be multiplied within you. In other words, as we commit to this and we begin living from our truth, that ability and that desire multiplies within us. You know, the law of attraction, as you've recently seen through the tips, is actually an ego distortion of the law of love. It's not, the law of attraction is not the truth, right? We've seen that recently. The law of attraction keeps us focused on many things instead of one thing, keeps us focused on desire, undesired, good, bad, right, wrong, and me, right? However, the law of attraction is a distortion of truth, which means there's actually little kernels of truth still in it, right? And one of those kernels of truth is that you attract what you're grateful for. And if you want to be yourself and know yourself, you have gratitude for yourself. Of course, here meaning the true self. Right? As you have gratitude for the self, your experience of the self, your realization of the self, your knowing of the self increases. Rejoice in the gratitude of your true self, and it is your true self that you shall see in all. Stand firm within the purpose of your heart, and your purpose shall be multiplied within you. This is exactly what Paul Brunton is teaching in The Short Path. Keep your mind with all things loving, with all things peaceful, and with all things joyous. And these are what you shall bring to you. Right? So keep the mind focused on the truth rather than letting it drift over into the ego. This is a decision. That is a firm decision, and anyone can do it because you already are the true self. Keep your mind with all things loving, with all things peaceful, and with all things joyous, and these are what you shall bring to you. Remember me and the words I have shared with you. Paul Brunton talked about how anyone may at any time have a realization of truth that is kind of brief. It's a glimpse or a glimmer. Or the other day, what was it I heard Rebecca call it in the gentle healing? Because someone in gentle healing had an experience, and I don't think she called it a taste, but she used a word as well, right? You could call it a taste. Maybe she used the word invitation. A taste, an invitation, a glimpse, a glimmer. It comes. We have a realization of truth, but then it appears to fade away. Right? And oftentimes people are left, where did it go? Well, the truth is it didn't go anywhere. In fact, the truth is it didn't even actually fade away. But what happened is what Paul Brunton describes here. He says, where did he say it? Anyone, for instance, who attends carefully and earnestly to the present exposition may perhaps suddenly and easily get the first stage of insight, the lightning flash which affords a glimpse of reality at any moment. By that glimpse, he will have been uplifted to a new dimension of being. But then listen to this. The difficulty will consist in retaining the new perception. Why? For ancient habits of erroneous thinking will quickly reassert themselves and overwhelm him enough to push it into the background. Right? So we have these glimpses of reality, and many of us have had these experiences. Taste of truth. We absolutely know it's the truth. But then the ego comes roaring back in, and we go right back to identifying with the ego. Right back to identifying with the ego instead of identifying with what we just tasted or glimpsed. Right? Instead of choosing to stay there and be that. He says, this is why repeated introspection, reflective study, and mystical meditation are needed. They are needed to weaken those habits of erroneous thinking, and generate the inner strength which can firmly hold the higher outlook against these aggressive intruders from his own past. Notice that word firm, just like NTI Philippians is using. Firm, right? But this is a decision. This is a commitment. Right? Keep your mind with all things loving, with all things peaceful, and with all things joyous. And these are what you shall bring to you. Remember me and the words I have shared with you. Right? The repeated introspection and reflective study and mystical meditation. Remember me and the words I have shared with you. Mull over them. Share them with friends. And again, that's the purpose of teaching in the sanctuary, right? Because as you share these words, share the insight, share the clarity, it strengthens within you. Remember me and the words I have shared with you. Mull over them. Share them with friends. Practice them with your every breath. Practice them with your every breath, and thyself shall be known. Be joyful in all circumstances. So how do we respond, for example, when we work very, very hard to pass all of these challenging milestones in purchasing a retreat house, and then when we're almost there, a hailstorm comes and damages the roof? No change at all to the joy. No change at all to the joy. No disappointment. No frustration. Because joy is a decision. I mentioned to you all on Tuesday night that in early June I was talking to a couple of friends. And at that time we hadn't yet found this retreat house on Field Street. In fact, this was Tuesday morning at breakfast, and we actually found that house on Thursday evening just before dark. But at this point, sitting there on Tuesday morning, we didn't know yet that we were going to get a retreat house soon, even though there was this feeling around it. This growing feeling that it was time. And I was talking to a couple of friends about this, and we were really discussing what I think is probably the difference between the law of attraction and the soul desire for truth realization. If I had chosen the law of attraction, what I would have done is I would have put my attention into attempting to attract a retreat house. But I couldn't do that. In fact, the only thing I could really want was truth realization. And I told my friends, I said, you know, I choose joy or peace. I don't remember which word I use, because to me, joy, peace, love are all the same now. I choose joy or I choose peace. Even if we don't get a retreat house, like that's okay with me. I still choose joy. I still choose peace. And then I went even further. I said, not only that, I said, if we don't get a retreat house and this whole thing falls apart and all the people that donated money are mad at me, and in fact, they think I'm a fake now because this was my guidance and the universe didn't help out, so it must have been just imagination, and everybody leaves awakening together. I mean, just the whole thing crumbles to the ground, right? And my reputation, quote, reputation, is completely ruined. I still choose peace, joy, love. You see, that's the kind of decision that Paul Brunton is talking about as the short path. That's the kind of decision that NTI Philippians chapter 4 is talking about. That's the kind of decision that chapter 15 of The Unfettered Soul is referring to. That's the kind of decision that the loving all method is pointing toward. I choose to be myself in all circumstances, no matter what comes in manifestation. Because with manifestation is temporary. Things are always coming and going, and they always will. So no matter what comes with manifestation, I choose joy, I choose peace, I choose love, and I have decided to stand firmly within that and not let anything distract me from my decision, not let anything bump me out of what I have already decided. Be joyful in all circumstances, and more joy shall be added to you. For as you give, you shall receive. And of course, this line is referring back to NTI Ephesians, which points out that whatever we believe and accept as true within us is shared with the entire universe and returned to us, right? So if I choose joy, love, peace, that is what I am sharing with the entire universe, and that is what returns to me. In other words, that is what I feel. That is how I see. That is my beingness. My beingness is joy, love, peace, because I chose to give soul attention to joy, love, peace, regardless of the circumstances. It's a decision. The power of decision is mine. Be joyful in all circumstances, and more joy shall be added to you. For as you give, you shall receive. This is the law of love. Right? This is the law of love. The law of love says, I get to choose my experience, and nothing else has an effect on me but my own choice. And again, there's only two things I can really choose. I'm either choosing the experience of illusion, which we could also call the experience of being what I'm not, the false self, in a world of duality, or I choose the experience of truth, which is being what I am, knowing myself, even within a perception of a world. As you give, you shall receive. This is the law of love. Nothing has an effect on me but my own choice, my own decision, my own way of being. Nothing has an effect on me except my choice to either identify with the ego or live as the true self. Nothing has an effect on me except my decision to identify with the ego or live as the true self. I called today's service, Be the Imitators of God. Somewhere I read, it might even have been in Paul Brunton's book, Further Along. I think it probably was Paul Brunton's book. That when we first make this decision, it is a type of as-if living. When we first make the decision, we don't actually have the genuine experience of being the self. It is living from this decision that continually attracts that experience until finally we actually realize I am the self, right? This is the short path. We live as the self until the realization that we are the self arises. So it's a type of as-if living when we begin. If we keep waiting for truth realization to live from the self, then what we're actually doing is living from the ego and identifying with the ego. And remember, what we give, we receive. It's going to be more ego identification. More wonderful ego stories in my mind that seem true to me. More ego emotions that feel like my emotions. So the interesting thing about this path is we can't wait for truth realization to begin living as the truth. The living as the truth comes first. He calls it prayer without ceasing, and that's exactly what NTI Philippians calls it too. We be the self, and it's through being the self, through contemplating only the self, from living as the self, that the realization, the genuine realization that I am the self dawns. It's as if living. Be the imitators of God. And in fact, if we add to that, be the imitators and contemplators of God. Or maybe I like this better. Be the contemplators and imitators. Let the contemplation come first because that will help us do the imitation, right? Be the contemplators and imitators of God. That's the short path. And those of you who have taken the Sufi class through MPP, you know this is exactly what the Sufis do, right? They become absorbed with thoughts of God until they quote, are merged into God or until they realize themselves as God. It's about giving all attention to one side, truth, and no attention to the other side, illusion. It's being one-minded, one purpose, one focus. A word that has been applied to this, which kind of has gotten a bad rep because people don't like the word, is concentration. Right? Concentration, meaning keeping all of my attention with one side. The truth, which of course is actually the only side, but it doesn't seem that way in the beginning. Be joyful in all circumstances, and more joy shall be added to you. For as you give, you shall receive. This is the law of love. Since that's the law of love, that means until we make that decision, right, until we decide to be the contemplators and imitators of God, we are living from an illusory self, a false self, and in effect, praying unceasingly for more faults. So the important thing about this teaching is that the decision comes first. The decision comes first, and then as we live it, it gets easier and easier to live it. It's kind of like Peace Pilgrim said, as she lived up to the highest light she had been given, the highest light she had received, then more light was given. As she lived up to the highest light she had received, more light was given. That's the short path. That's what NTI Philippians chapter 4 is teaching. And such a nice little page, you know. I don't really want to rip my NTI apart, but I got to tell you, the thought occurred to just rip this page right out of the book and hang it on the refrigerator or Jill, the bathroom mirror, or carry it around with me. Just like, this page is all that's needed if you really get it. Page 354. Be grateful, therefore, for the gifts that are stored in the inner chamber of your heart. Put your faith with those gifts, and to thy motive you are true. Greet your brother as yourself, remembering that he also is as you are. Amen. And if you know anything about the Bible, then you know that at the Last Supper, you know, before Jesus was arrested and crucified, he gave his followers a new commandment. This new commandment wiped out the entire law of Moses if they followed this one commandment. And that commandment was, love one another as I have loved you. The only way to imitate God is to make an absolute commitment and not allow an exception, no matter what things look like in the world. You guys will see some tips coming soon where I actually give you a choice of what to commit to. And the reason for the choice is not that these things are different. If they were different, then the choice wouldn't be valid. These things are actually the same. But you might not see it that way yet, and you might feel, for example, well, I can't commit to love everything, but I can commit to accept everything. Or I can commit to be at peace with everything, right? Or I can commit to being grateful no matter what happens, right? So what I've done is I've given you a list in an upcoming tip. I've asked you to commit to one. Because the truth is, if you commit to one, you are committing to all of them. I think recently in a tip, I asked you to reread chapter 15 of The Untethered Soul. And I've also asked you, on the day that we were on NTI Philippians 4, to read this over and over again throughout the day. And if you didn't, you still can. You still can read it, right? But we don't need to walk the long path. We all have prepared ourselves already. We've done enough of that. We can now just be the love that we are, so the love that we are is known by us. Knowing is being. Again, this doesn't mean that ego thoughts won't arise or ego energies won't arise. It's just about making a choice about what you will give your attention to and what you will ignore, not repress, but just not have interest in. It's not what I want. It's not what I choose. I have chosen to be peace, to be happiness, to be gratitude, to be acceptance, or to be love. Those are the five choices I gave you. Pick one. I have decided to be peace under all conditions and with all circumstances. I have decided to be happiness. I have decided to be gratitude. I have decided to be acceptance. I have decided to be love. And therefore, anything else I will not give my attention to. I will not have interest. That's the short path. Instead of seeking truth, it's being truth. Or as Paul Brunton's guru, Ramana Maharshi, often said, abide as the self.